That is the final end of this adventure called jnana. To be able to see through matter without, there is a, certainly to begin with, a sense of discarding. In a sense, there is discarding. Not this, not this, not this. And when I discard not this, not this, what do I discard? I discard what? I discard the description. No truth is discarded. The truth is never, cannot be discarded. What exists cannot be discarded. The mental conditioning, the notions and the concepts and the descriptions that are stored in my own mind, and the descriptions that have become the mind. What is the mind except all these concepts and notions put together? So when all these concepts and notions and so on are discarded one after the other, what remains is not something other than what is, but what is undergoes a drastic, a revolutionary and a total transmutation, not transformation. There is a complete radical change in my vision, and in that vision there is no division. The division being the creation of my own notions. I mean, I, you, this, that. When all these are gone, there is pure homogeneous experience, and that is experiencing without even the division of a subject and non-object. Sa atma tattvam si sveta keto. He who is established in that, for him neither, there is neither anything to be taken nor given up. But one has to, this has to become a realization, not a thought. If this becomes a thought, then it creates its own problems. If all this is stored as so many notions and metaphysical doctrines, then they create problems. But if they become truth, if they become real to us, then we are free, liberated. And that's called moksha or liberation. It's not liberation from this world or freedom from etc. etc. It is freedom from division. It is freeing the vision from division. सुतोमा सद्गमय तमसोमा ज्योतिर्गमय मृत्योर्मा अमृतं गमय ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। And also I think one thing more, all this is from what you heard is from Swami Sivananda, yes? The teaching comes from him. And only when we see this teaching not exemplified, not demonstrated, but alive in someone, then that it becomes clear. Only if someone has lived with Swami Sivananda for some time and watched how it's possible, even that is an absurd expression, it's possible to live the teaching. It is possible for the teaching to live, to be alive in one's life. Then one realizes that all this is not merely theory. It's living truth. And in the same way, he used to say very often that what I have done, you can also do, just as Jesus said. We have heard it, I have seen it in Swami Sivananda. All this literally happening in the life and personality of Swami Sivananda. And we have heard it now, and in their own time, when problems crop up in our life, when situations arise in our life, we'll find that the teaching comes up to confront the problem. The teaching becomes the solution to the problem. Then they become real and alive. Thank you.